Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
The only reason you go there is for money. That is the only reason you leave your country to go to a different country to play basketball.
But Sue and Diana quickly discovered that the perks of playing for Shabtai didn't end at their salaries.
Oh, another one. They didn't know Keisha Cole Love. And I'm like, everybody know that. Come
what?
On, man.
I was like, bro, this motherfuckers have been in prison 30 years and know that song. Stop it.
This is a spooky little owl. You can hoot just like an owl. Hoo, hoo.
Coming up on the episode, we sample these three podcasts, 30 for 30, Bodega Boys, and April 8 Songs and Stories. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. What if I told you that one of the most popular sports documentary series of all time is also available in podcast form? Well, you better believe it. From ESPN, it's 30 for 30 Podcasts, an audio documentary series featuring some of the most incredible stories from the world of sports and beyond. The show offers captivating storytelling for sports fanatics and casual listeners alike, going outside the lines to explore how sports and competition shape our lives and the world. From NBA activism to polar exploration to Olympic failures, 30 for 30 brings you the most compelling sports stories out there. Give 30 for 30 Podcasts a shot with a sample clip from the first episode of Season 6 titled The Spy Who Signed Me. The episode explores the mysterious life of pro basketball owner Shabtai Kalmanovich, who showered the WNBA stars Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi with expensive gifts, luxury hotel rooms, and more during their time playing for his team. But despite the lavish gifts, the two stars would eventually have to confront his shadowy past.
In Shabtai's first year with Spartak, the team qualified for Europe's highest league, the EuroLeague. And that is when he went shopping for his new pair of stars, Bird and Taurasi. At first, Sue and Diana's motivations for coming back to Russia were very simple.
The only reason you go there is for money. That is the only reason you leave your country to go to a different country to play basketball.
But Sue and Diana quickly discovered that the perks of playing for Shabtai didn't end at their salaries.
Everything literally was first class. We're staying in the best hotels. We go to Paris. We're in, like, the bomb hotel in Paris.
He goes, okay, you two live here in this mini mansion.
I mean, it's huge. A pool, a sauna. And we were like, we'll take it.
And this was the beauty about Shabtai. The minute you said anything, it was literally taken care of the next day.
I don't know. We were somewhere. All of a sudden, there's, like, knocks at the doors. Everyone got, like, this huge crate of strawberries that, like, were fresh strawberries from, like, I don't even know where.
The Slovenian countryside. Like, oh, and we're just like, all right.
Shabtai spoiled his stars.
He basically was just like, here's my credit card. Just go shopping.
Get whatever you want.
Get whatever you want. And we were, like, very tentative at first. Well, I was.
Yeah. So, you know, automatically, like, okay, can we spend $500? Can we spend $1,000? And, you know, you get nervous. You have this adrenaline where you're like, should I get this Louis Vuitton bag that's $3,000, which I would never buy? Yeah, yes,
you should.
I will. And yes, I'll get two of them. One for me and one for Jessica Taurasi. We get in the car, and I mean, we have what, like 25, 30 bags. I feel like we robbed a bank.
When Spartak won, it was easy to find Shabtai after games, bragging to journalists about his team.
Spartak вела вперед Diana Taurasi, это уже стало обычным, и вывела.
And journalist Jeff Taylor says, once Bird and Taurasi arrived, Spartak won a lot.
It was almost like an immediate start of domination.
A quick sample from 30 for 30 Podcasts from ESPN. You don't have to be a sports fan to love all the stories on 30 for 30 podcasts, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Well, if you're looking for a laugh and a healthy dose of real, check out our next podcast this week, Bodega Boys. Since 2015, co-hosts DeJesus and Miro have been shooting the shit from Bronxboro they call home, and the duo brings their raw comedic takes to all things pop culture, from music to movies to sports and pretty much everything else, too. Even with a TV show and a couple of books under their belts, the Bodega Boys are still pumping out hilarious new episodes every week. So stroll on down to the bodega for a sandwich and a smile, courtesy of the Bodega Boys. Here's a snippet from the episode of Bodega Boys called Crying in the Club. It's another classic episode with DeJesus and Miro bringing their hottest takes on quarantine, new album releases, sports, and more. Take a listen.
Oh, another one. They didn't know Keisha Cole Love. And I'm like, everybody know that. Come
what?
On, man.
I was like, bro, these motherfuckers have been in prison 30 years and know that song. Stop it.
There's people.
Like, come on.
There's people in prison because they went to jail because they stabbed the person they loved. And that's what they were singing when the
song.
Cops came in. All right? That was a very serious song. Almost come every on. Thug knows it.
That's the only shit that you're allowed to sing along to in the club. Like, cry.
Like six like, deep with your boys.
Yeah, hug like all of y'all hugging in a row. Like,
hugging.
Crying over your baby moms.
Uh-huh. Like, she gonna be back, nigga. She gonna be back.
Yo, she love you, bro. I see it in her eyes. On Instagram when she's with her new man.
That's
she,
just, yo,
she
here don't come, really here
want come. Him. Oh, shit.
Worry, nigga, she coming back.
Yo. As you holding your forehead like, oh.
She coming back, man. Y'all been together. Y'all built too much together, man. She ain't gonna walk out on you, man.
Yo, word.
Y'all a beautiful couple. Y'all been together like 2 years, bro.
Yo, I love you,
my
word.
God. I love you,
thank
my God.
You,
yo, we gonna do shots. Count three. 1, 2, 3.
Come on, let's do this shit, man. Come on, man.
Let's go right here, baby. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. Never knew what happened. Listen. But I knew when we that's it. You've all been there.
Niggas be,
you,
niggas
you go
niggas
through
be
it.
Weeping in the
niggas
club. Openly weeping.
Oh. Nothing's better. Nothing is better than that, man.
Yeah.
Opening you up to the world of Bodega Boys with DeJesus Nice and Kid Miro. Sit in some hilarious conversations with two of your newest best friends on Bodega Boys. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org/start here. From our local creators this week, our local podcast is an original fairy tale podcast series for the whole family. It's called April 8 Songs and Stories, and host April creates wonderful, magical worlds of gnomes, fairies, and trolls for you and your children to explore together. With original songs and hilarious, whimsical characters, April 8 tells the stories of unlikely heroes embarking on grand adventures that are fun, funny, and full of interactive sing-alongs that your kids are going to be sure to love. Each episode is so chock full of catchy tunes, wondrous journeys, and silly creatures that your kids will be saying, play it again every time you listen. To give you a taste of April 8th songs and stories, we're sampling the Witchy Sing-Along episode that features a story from Roxy the Dog and a spooky serenade from the Witchy Witch.
Well, Roxy, I think everybody feels their own special way about Halloween, and, you know, however you feel is fine. But I'm sorry that you don't have fun and you can't enjoy everybody coming onto the porch because they sure do say, oh, she's such a cute little dog. That's what they say. Do you know that part? Yeah, I like that part. And what about the part where we kind of hold you all night and pet you because otherwise you bark at people? What about that part? Yeah, I like that part. So maybe there are some fun things about Halloween that you do like? Yeah, I think there are too. So it'll be all right. We'll have a good time. But now it's time for the Witch Witch. She's here and she has a brand new song that she just wrote for the kids who listen to this podcast. So welcome, Witch Witch.
Okay, kids, here's a little song I wrote for you. I hope you like it. It's for Halloween. This is is a little witchy song, and if you want to sing along, sing along, sing along. This is a little witchy cackle, if you want to witchy cackle, 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 sing along. This is a little wolfy howl, if you want to wolfy howl, howl. Little goblin grumble, if you want to goblin grumble, grumble, grumble. Howl, howl, cackle, cackle, sing along. When a little girl says boo, if you want to say boo too, boo, boo. Grumble, grumble. Just like an owl, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, bill, bill, grumble, grumble, howl, howl, cackle, cackle, sing along.
In our local Cincinnati podcast feature today, that was April 8's Songs and Stories. For a great local podcast that your whole family can enjoy, check out the April 8 Songs and Stories, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just download the WVXU app and search at the bottom for the Start Here podcast collection. Hey, before we wrap up, each week we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via itunescharts.net. Well, this podcast has been out for a while, but recently reemerged from the pack to take over the number one spot in the country. It's called Something Was Wrong. It's an immersive storytelling docuseries podcast about the discovery, trauma, and recovery from emotionally and otherwise abusive relationships. It's hosted and produced by Tiffany Reese. Something Was Wrong, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Something Was Wrong and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.